Nothing. Being in the hospital, going in for checkups all the time, the burden of doing that. God gives us His strength, and we, Mr. Reynolds and I, check up on each other because we keep going to the hospital to get things done. In the end, it all depends on God. We rely on God. In our workplace, families, everything that we do, we rely on God. Not on the things of this world. They can be distracting. They seem so tempting. I want this. I want that. I have to work harder to be in a better position, in a better apartment, in a better church. And we focus on us. I have to do this. And we often come to God saying, God, let me do this. Help me to do this, and it'll glorify you. And God, we never ask, God, is this what you meant by love? Is this what will glorify your name? What would you have me to do? And forget about the things of the world. Because the promise of God is true. The promise of God is faithful. If we seek Him first in His kingdom, His righteousness, then everything is taken care of. Everything. What does everything mean? For some of us, midlife, and it's the rest of our life. We get so caught up in things of this world. You know, everything means God has your children's education taken care of. And how many of us commit our children to God and say, whatever you have them to be, Lord, I know you'll take care of them. But we come to God with our request, God, make them a lawyer, make them a doctor, make them a professor. How many doctors and lawyers and professors can the world have if we don't have those other people that help make the world run? But rather, our prayer should be for our children, Lord, show them and me that whatever you call them to do, how it will glorify your name. And to trust in the Lord that He will not leave us alone, but He will bring someone into our lives to be with us, to be a partner, to be a husband, to be a wife. But, oh Lord, how difficult it is when it seems you would have us follow you without that other person. How do I do that in my culture? How do we, in this culture, accept that person and say, glory be to God. You are worthy. We accept you as you are. We accept you as an adult. We accept you as someone who can serve in the church even though you're not married. What does it mean to have that kind of love in the body of Christ that even culture becomes under Christ, serves Christ, rather than being something we try to command Christ to do? Lord, save my son, save my daughter from this so-called embarrassment of not being married because they need to be in this culture, but rather, Lord, they are yours. And they're dedicated to you. Whatever you have them to do is right. Like Hannah bringing her son, Samuel, right to the temple and saying, I dedicated him to you, Lord. He is yours. Their only son. In that culture, very important. Carry on the family line, to carry on the family name. And yet she said, Lord, you've given, and as I have promised, he is yours. And in the end, he is the one called by God for all of Israel. Not only did he save his own family, but he directed the people back to the proper worship of God. We don't know how great the plan of God is. But when we step back and we simply do as he commands in love, We open up the power of the Spirit to work in such ways as we cannot imagine. And that's just it. We need to go beyond our limited imaginations. Love as God commands. Go back and read this chapter. Know that if you acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God, you are in God and God is in you. God is love. And if you're in God, you are in His love. And we can make that love be complete among us by living love in action. Let us live agape in action. Let us be a testimony of Christian living, through our Christian living, of just who God is and how powerful He is, because we give our lives to Him completely and wholly without reservation. Let us pray. Lord, you have brought us to a place where we hear your word, and a lot of times we say, oh, how nice that always sounds, and then we do nothing about using it in our lives. Help us to live in a Christian way, in a godly way, in a way that shows love. You know, this is a hard thing for us to do because it means a change in our thinking sometimes, in the way we live, in our cultural expectations. The Lord, you are a challenge to the culture of your day just as much as you are a challenge of the culture of our day. You overcame. We who are in you can overcome the things of this world. That is what we